Okay, so this is a login screen of lead target. You just have to use your login credentials to log in, and here we go. This is the dashboard of lead target. We have many links here. You can see create, training, integration, outsourcers, license, analytics, settings, and support. All right, so let me tell you how lead target works. So lead target is a lead generation tool which you can use to generate leads from your websites. And let's say if you have a website which has more than 1,000 unique visitors every day, but you are not converting those users into leads, but still you have those generic opt-in forms and subscription forms on your website which are just asking for email IDs from your users which are not more engaging and more interactive. So lead target is a tool which creates more interactive and more engaging pop-ups and opt-in forms, and it creates a complete user journey. So you as an web administrator, you can create the complete user journey. Let me tell you how it works. So you just have to create a campaign. So you can see that we have two options here. One is pop-ups, other one is bot. All right, so let's go through the pop-up first. We have these beautifully designed templates and lightbox, bar, full screen templates, video templates, social templates, premium templates. And let me tell you how you can customize an opt-in template from here. So let's take this template and let's change the content, and let's make everything dynamic. Rather than making it fixed, let's make things more dynamic. So subscribe us to get 30% discount right now. Don't lose this opportunity. And let's change the color of paragraph. And paragraph text. All right, here we go. So let's change the text. So looking for curly braces as a placeholder. So these curly braces will be replaced by the content which we are going to choose here from the variable text algorithms. So every page has these elements in HTML of that particular web page. So let's say title of the page, meta keyword of the page, meta description of the page, header 1, header 2, header 3, header 4, 5, and most of the headers are into header 1, h1. So let's keep this h1. So the page which we are going to place this opt-in form must be having one h1 which will be the main headline of that particular page. So this h1 will be placed in place of these curly braces here. So the title must be a bit larger in size, so we can change font from here. Looking for this, and we can change one image from here. Let's say this image, upload. All right, so Now we can do some more settings here, animation settings. So these animation setting means the way your opt-in form will be appeared on the page at first time. So it will be flash. I like this animation, so let's take this flash. And now we are going to choose settings from pop-up timing, so we can show this template, this pop-up, at the time of exit when user is just going to leave the page, or we can just display this pop-up at the time of timer delay, so we can show this pop-up at the after 60 seconds of the page load or 100 seconds of the page load. All right, let's put it at the time of page load. So as page get loaded, this will be just get appeared. And we can do background settings, so let's change its color white, or we can change the image as well. All right, so let's keep the image just the color of this pop-up. We can choose autoresponder from the list. So I have already integrated my personal autoresponders from integration section here, and I have a one list get response app, so it just fetches all the list from your get response or Aweber or MailChimp, and you can integrate your these lists with the this particular opt-in form. So you have to give one URL where this user will be landed after signing up this form. So it can be mywebsite.com/thankyou.html. If you want to show some kind of countdown timer, we have these beautiful templates here, so we can show at the top of the pop-up or the bottom of the pop-up. I think bottom of the pop-up would be better. So let's put the time after. Okay, the time. This is a call to action section. So we can also replace this sign up text with the curly braces, which will be a placeholder. Subscribe, curly braces, now, and get 30% discount. Alright, and we can use H1 and the same color and font, and we are going to save this campaign as Maddie1 save. So I'm going to copy this, and I have a website, this website, which is related to fitness, detoxing, aerobics. So let's click on the pages. Right now we don't have any pop-up here. Let's click on aerobic page. We don't have any pop-up here as well, right? And I'm going to put this script here in the footer section of my website. We are going to give a WordPress plugin for all WordPress websites, so users don't have to worry about coding and all. They just have to install this plugin and copy this code and paste it there. That's it. So let's see if it is working or not. So now we are just testing our dynamic pop-ups. Okay, so you can see looking for detoxing, subscribe detoxing now and get 30% discount. So everything in this pop-up is actually dynamic. So now if you will go to aerobics page, which you and refresh it, let's see, looking for aerobics, subscribe aerobics now and get 30% discount. So you are actually not designing or changing the content every time for all your pages. You are just making a dynamic opt-in form and the content is being